B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
It is back to 500 for the Celtics, who lost to Atlanta last night, 122-114 at TD Garden. Trae Young scored a game-high 40 points for the Hawks, who led most of the night. Jaylen Brown's team got pushed around for most of the day as well.
Physicality, we definitely lost that battle. They had a lot of points in the paint. We just wasn't physical enough in the show.
Jason Tatum scored 35 points for the Celtics in the loss. Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, and Daniel Tice all set out for the green. They wrap up a two-game series against the Hawks tomorrow night. Bruins play New Jersey at the Garden this evening. Judd Zarat and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the faceoff at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Matt Grizzlick and Jakob Zaboral missed another practice yesterday. Both are expected out tonight. Kevin Miller was back out on the ice. In baseball news, Red Sox spring training is underway in Fort Myers for pitchers and catchers. Former Sox manager Ron Renicki has been hired as a special assistant to the GM of the LA Dodgers. San Diego last night signed star shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. It is a 14-year, $340 million contract. Tim Tebow retired from baseball yesterday after 5 years with the Mets. He hit 163 with four homers in 77 games at AAA 2 years ago. And in tennis, Serena Williams was beaten by Naomi Osaka in straight sets in the women's semifinals of the Australian Open. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic, an easy winner in the semis this morning as well. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 6:30.
We know talking sports is essential.
All right, let's hear what's going on.
Listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker and on the Sports Hub app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Joe's barbecue and foot massage. Joe's barbecue and foot massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internets at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
Hey, Luke, I am your father, right? Okay.
In Boston, right? Everybody says this phrase is huge. It's like, yo, we got to go park the car. Like, we gotta do what? What are you talking about? We gotta go park the car. I'm like, what do you park the car? Like, it's an A, bro. Park the car.
Please clap.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 6:04 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Adam Jones, of course, gracing our presence this morning. If it felt a little more goth to you around here. We are, of course, on Twitch.tv as well. And get your fingers ready. 8 o'clock this morning. It's going to be like when Rammstein went on sale at Gillette. It's just all of the computer servers are going to crash. That is when they allow, 65 plus year old people, and I guess there's a whole bunch of different
things medically that make you eligible. They're saying it's a million different people now, or a million people in Massachusetts can now get the COVID vaccine thing, and it all goes on at 8 o'clock, which means a million phone calls from confused parents and grandparents all over. And I know that there are tons of people who are going to try to at 8 o'clock do this for some sort of relative, and it's going to be a nightmare. Because I've had friends try to do it for like their 75-year-old grandparents, and that was a nightmare. They couldn't figure it out, so they had to step in and do it. And there's like 17 different websites to try to do this, and they're basically making it up as it goes. Has anyone dealt with this, having to try to book a spot for a relative so far? Because none of us have obviously qualified to do it because we're not over 75 years old. I mean, Wallach's almost there, but at least today he'll qualify. But from everything I've heard, it's just a cluster F of the highest of the highest level.
I think leaving a bunch of 65 plus and even prior to today, 75 plus people to deal with their own devices on the internet without much direction. I think that was basically a fail-proof plan. Like, I don't see why this has been such a difficult rollout here compared to other places. The internet, that the 75-year-olds love the internet.
Yeah, and there are no loopholes in this new one either. This should be easy. No one's going to try and sneak in and beat the system at all.
Well, first of all, to your point, Adam, is my friend was telling me that he was trying to book something for his grandma, and his grandma just kept asking, you know, she hates computers, obviously. She goes, why can't I just call them to book an appointment? And I'm like, well, that would just make too much logical sense, wouldn't it? If there was a phone line,
they don't care. They'll sit on hold for a long time. Like that, they'll deal with it. They don't care. Like, they'd put up with that.
They got nothing else to do.
No, exactly.
Why put it in a format that they've been used to for their entire life, using a phone?
Yeah.
And switch it over to something, you know, completely internet based for people 75 plus. But yeah, so today is a big day. 8 o'clock, I guess they say 70,000 different spots are opening up, and you know, as I said, it's not only the 65 plus, but they're these eligible medical conditions: cancer, heart condition, sickle cell disease, I think type 2 diabetes, kidney disease, and pregnancy. They've added asthma, which was smart. And then on the list, they have smoking, which, I mean, listen.
Feels like that's ripe for a loophole.
Yeah. And by the way, they're saying it's the honor system, too. So you're saying,
right.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, well, that's one of them. I mean, I can understand if you have, like, a medical condition, like emphysema, that was caused by smoking,
correct,
like something that had died. But, I mean, just, the, like, where's the line for smoking? Like, what if you're somebody who's not, like, a two-pack-a-day guy, but you're someone who just, you know, like, lights up on the weekend? You know, are you considered a smoker?
Yeah, a casual smoker.
If that's
a social
the case,
smoker.
How about this? How about...
I only smoke when I drink.
Counts.
But
that
Dan,
counts. Smoker.
But you're a smoker, right?
Would that qualify as me as a smoker? Okay,
put
me at the top of the list. Okay.
I say you give it a shot. What do you got to lose?
I smoke a cigar like once a year if I go to a wedding. That's a smoker.
I mean, technically, I guess it would make you a smoker. Someone who has smoked is a smoker.
Shaving years off
my
life.
This? Why don't we erase that smoker right there and just put in the word teacher? And let's just solve all these problems all at once.
Who's in charge of all of this? Who's in charge of determining what gets put in and what gets left out?
I should
be fired.
Listen, this has obviously been a nightmare for a lot of people. I mean, it's been horrendous. And it can't be any easy task. I understand just how daunting it is to try to have to prioritize people to get in there. I know what their intentions are. But, I mean, throwing in smoker in there when you've got like people who are dying to get their kids back in schools, and you've got teachers who are terrified of going back into schools because they're afraid they're going to get sick, and there's vaccines to be given out, and instead of them getting priority, which helps everybody, kids back in school, teachers feeling safe, that helps everyone, and to put smokers ahead of that is just insane.
Nope. I think we all know we need to get the kids to you know, start smoking a few cigs and start expediting this thing, you know?
Sure.
That's what we need to do.
Maybe just get all the teachers to smoke.
Yeah.
Did you see right below that is the chronic obesity or severe obesity with a BMI of above 40.
So,
if you are a smoker and you are obese, you
over
are. You
40.
Go to the front of the line.
Well, there you go.
Wait a minute.
So,
all
like my
people
my
who have given
cousin
up on,
can get in.
All people who have given up on life and don't care, you go to the front of the line. You're
well,
fine.
Okay. Well, hang on. Because that got me thinking, too, yesterday, because I saw the obesity thing. And, like, when you think obesity, you know, you're thinking like huge. You're thinking Big Papa. All right. That's what you imagine when you think obesity. Oh, no. You, sir, may qualify if you're listening to my voice right now. If you thought that you're just kind of doing okay, you know, maybe you could lose a few pounds. You might technically be obese. I looked at what the government, or I guess this would be not the CDC, but whatever the official judgment of Basmati Index means as far as what is considered obese and what is not. If you are 6 feet tall, if you're a 6 foot tall man, you only have to be 220 pounds to be considered obese. All right. That is insane. Wow. Like,
so what is that? Like 20? What does that calculate out to? Like 25?
That 30? Is 30 BMI.
Yeah.
Is like 220 if you're 6 feet tall.
Okay.
I mean, that's, and by the way, what is considered healthy is utterly ridiculous. So I'm six feet tall. Jones, you're what, 6'2"?
No. I'm under six. I'm like 5'10".
I thought you were taller than me.
No. I'm short.
All right. Well, then you only got to be 209 pounds. To be considered obese.
I'm not there, but I can work on it.
All right, so six foot tall. If you're 6 feet tall, your healthy weight, right in the middle of what your healthy weight is 160 pounds. 160 pounds and 6 feet tall? You're floating like a feather when you jump off a diving
board. Yeah, that doesn't seem great.
No, it doesn't. Overweight is 184 pounds. You're overweight if you're – well, I'm overweight. I'm 190 pounds.
Well, that's tough.
So I'm wildly overweight.
Well, start smoking. You can get your shot.
So there's people this morning who might have hit the jackpot and didn't even know it. Like, if you just kind of smoke every once in a while, and if you're 6 feet tall and you're only 220 pounds, then apparently you're right at the front of the line, my friend. That is just the funniest damn thing that I saw that was just smoking they put in there. It's like, I don't get it. You've got so much issues with like kids getting back at school and teachers are dying for it and they put smokers right ahead.
Well, and I don't get how are we just getting to 65-year-olds? I don't understand that.
Apparently there truly isn't enough vaccine right now. Like, that is, I know at first they had a lot of it, but I guess that they're saying that it's gonna.
But what would have been the harm in making them eligible, right? Like, I mean,
I'm with you.
You know,
that, yeah.
I'm sure we all have relatives in other states. My in-laws are in North Carolina. They're already through their. They've already gotten their both shots. They've already gotten both rounds. They're in their you know, mid to late 60s, and they're already through it.
My father and mother both gotten them.
Yeah, I don't see any reason not to.
Well, like, the 65
plus, why'd we have to micromanage it down to 75 plus? Just 65 and up. That would have been a good place to start.
Well, other states did that.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. How do we not do that here?
I'll go back to who is in charge of this. We seem to be
governor's office.
Not just behind, but way behind everybody else in figuring this out.
Listen, I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, I just – you're looking at some of the other states and, you know, when West Virginia is embarrassing.
North Carolina's ahead of us? How the hell did that happen? What are we doing?
And I know it's frustrating, but I mean, just when I saw that list yesterday and I'm like, why would you put smokers ahead of teachers? It just kind of just made me sit there and go, and like everywhere you look, it's like, think of all the crazy stuff that's going on. I mean, everyone, it's better for the kids. It's better for everybody. Teachers are scared to go back until they get vaccinated. Get them vaccinated. Get them in there and move them ahead of smokers and guys who are, I don't know. I just, it was kind of frustrating, but at least today starts it. So get ready. Get those fingers ready at 8 o'clock. And I'm sure that none of the websites will crash
all. We're going to have like an internet outage?
This is like...
Rich is rich. After 8 p.m., Rich won't be able to connect anymore?
Oh, yeah. 8 a.m. Yeah, the whole grid's going to go down at 8 a.m. And I just... I have a couple friends who try to do it for the grandparents, and it's a nightmare. And you got to have like their card ready to go, like a photocopy of it so you can like upload it. Now, I do know that, as they were saying, as far as the medical stuff, you know, it's all on the honor system because, I mean, obviously that's kind of private info, I guess. You know, you can't like ask somebody to see their medical records, maybe. I don't know. But this is we're in a weird spot. There is a website that I did find that is pretty good called macovidvaccines.com. And what it does is it lists all of the places that still have availability all over. So if the one right near you doesn't have it, maybe you would drive like 20 minutes or 30 minutes to go to a different location, and it shows which places have spots, and you can sign up that way. And that part of it seems fairly convenient, but then again, everything's changing. They've changed the website like 3 times, too, so I don't even know which one you officially need to go to book it this morning. So there you go. I'm sure that you can probably find that somewhere, not at 98.5thesportshub.com, but maybe we'll load that up there just in case.
it's a new website. There might be a little hub on there. Who knows?
It is. It looks great. Huh. They did a great job, so maybe we'll pop that up there because, I don't know, people just love our website. All right. Well, let's get to what happened last night. That was not a step in the right direction. Just one game after they ended up beating up a good team, they lose again to a bad team. We're going to have Danny Ainge on at 9 o'clock, and we have a lot to talk about. So we'll get to what happened last night with that Celtics game right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Cutcher and Rich.
About the Sports Hub, it's Tutcher and Rich. Okay, apparently Wallach right now is Googling what is a Wallach sticker.
No, I'm on the website. It's interesting because right at the end there when they promote the new website, which, by the way, does look great.
Yeah, it looks great. They did a really good job.
I went on to the Sports Hub store, and there you have it. You have, you know, Sports Hub T-shirts and Midday Show unisex T-shirts and, you know, Rolling with the Changes and Fuppet stickers. And then right at the end of the commercial, it says, what a Wallach sticker? We got it. And I'm like, really? I was unaware they were using my face without my permission on a sticker. All right, great. And I looked, and I haven't found it yet. I'm sure it's here somewhere. I have not.
But they're probably sold out.
Yeah,
it's right below the Wallach head ornament for your Christmas or Hanukkah tree that you would put up, John. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, they stole our idea. I remember when I came and I made my own shirts because I was like, you know, and I had
they stole
that
all
said,
your ideas, Rich.
Yeah, it said Fred and Rich and whatever like that. And they did that with Zolak's show.
Yeah,
they put it was like Zoe, like that was the shirt that I had designed.
They have a steak and eggs sticker for $4 here.
Okay. Ooh, I do want a Wallach sticker. That's pretty funny.
A steak and eggs T-shirt, a Hey Guys Hey shirt. Yeah.
Now, I ordered a Hey Guys Hey hoodie because it looks kind of awesome. Yeah. It does. It's like it's actually a nice looking hoodie.
Yeah.
And I ordered it, but I think I accidentally clicked the wrong size because I couldn't get it over my head. It was like,
you found out earlier you're overweight, so that makes sense.
I'm technically overweight.
Yeah, you needed to order a more obese hoodie.
They also sized it according to Gunner for the Hey Guys Hey, so everything is for someone that weighs 110 pounds.
Right.
Hey guys.
6 feet.
Yeah, I mean, the Wallach sticker is fantastic. Like, that's great. $3.99.
If I was driving down the road and I saw a car, I would actually ask them to pull over if someone had a Wallach sticker. Because I would just want to talk to them and be like, you know.
What's wrong with that?
It's like a baby on board, and then there's just a Wallach sticker and a Wallach head next to it.
That shows class. I don't know what your problem is.
That would be, imagine being stuck behind that in traffic. If you're stuck behind that in traffic, it's just Wallach's face staring at you.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fantastic. Like, that's a great, that should be the number one selling item in the Sports Hub store. There's no excuse for it not to.
Damn right.
You need to get on 98.5thesportshub.com right now and get the Wallach sticker.
Buy early, buy often. Get it. Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. If I saw somebody with a Wallach sticker, I mean, that's immediate respect. Just that face looking back at you in traffic, making you feel uncomfortable. And this is pre-dental surgery, too.
Oh, is that right? Well, then I don't want one.
Okay. there's a little bit of the gap still there.
As Jones can attest, the teeth look fantastic. So
they do look fantastic. Actually do. Well, so much for righting the ship, huh?
Free throw is good. Jaylen Brown moves into the offensive end. In the final seconds, he will launch a three. And it's no good. That will give us the final margin. And another frustrating night for the Celtics. They just can't get stops. Trae Young goes for 40. Hawks shoot 57%. And the Celtics again drop back to 500. The final score, Atlanta 122, Boston 114.
Oh, vomit. Well, one night after showing promise of trying to get back to their winning ways, Celtics lose to another bad team. This time the 11-16 Atlanta Hawks, now the 12-16 Atlanta Hawks. 122-114 the final score. With Kemba not playing back-to-backs, Marcus Smart injured, and Peyton Pritchard in foul trouble, Brad Stevens was forced to use Jeff Teague. And let's face it, he is barely playing at an NBA level anymore. I mean, how much longer does he have in this league? Well, basically, until hopefully they get some help, and then he's gone off this team.
As soon as Marcus Smart gets healthy and Pritchard stays out of foul trouble. I mean, Teague, I would bet that Teague won't be on this team by the middle of next month. I mean, he's not playing. If you were ever going to play Jeff Teague early in a game, it was last night. No Kemba, no Smart, Pritchard in foul trouble. It got so bad, they didn't start a point guard yesterday. They opted for Pritchard off the bench and not to play Teague on a night you would think they would need him. So Brad Stevens has given up.
I'm going to be that guy who says it because I'm super Mr. Hot Take guy, but you're telling me that Isaiah Thomas wouldn't have been a better solution than Jeff Teague?
Yes. Yes.
You're telling me, I mean, I know everyone loves Isaiah Thomas and people who are, you know, oh, you're a great team. Apparently right now, according to all reports, he just made Team USA. I'm sure that's an honor.
No. He didn't make Team USA. Team USA is pulling guys in saying, please play for us. We don't have any NBA players.
Yeah, we were wondering where Steamsma was playing yesterday. He might be on this team, too. I'm not even sure. But Isaiah Thomas, sure. I'd take him over Jeff Teague.
Hell yeah. I would take anybody over Jeff Teague. Like, Jeff Teague, it was embarrassing. And not only was he, but we knew what he was. And Stevens knew what he was. That's why he kept him out for so long until he absolutely had to use him. And not only was he poor offensively, but unfortunately, he was one of the guys assigned to stop Trae Young, one of the best scorers in this league right now, from scoring. And, surprise, that didn't go to
97-93. Trae Young, crazy deep three, got it.
Well,
and it's back to seven.
Well, you say he doesn't shoot many of them tonight.
Right on cue. He's made three. He makes about a little over two a game. 27 for Trae Young. Boston down seven.
And he kept going. Trae Young drops 40. You want a career night? Circle the date that you play the Celtics because they can't stop anyone now.
Hold on. Trae Young's a different animal. I understand what you're saying. The perimeter defense sucked. They had 80 zillion points in the paint. But a guy like Trae Young, who has unlimited range, you leave him out there. He's 35 feet from the basket. Who other than Steph Curry, who makes shots like that?
No,
Trae Young makes shots like that, and if you go out and play him there, he's going to blow by you for a layup.
Yeah, he had it going, too. Like, he had the little step back at the free throw line. He had a couple of drives late, one that Tristan Thompson had a goaltend on that he argued for some reason that was very clear. He had it going in the fourth quarter. And, Trae Young's really good. This is my big takeaway from the game last night. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are better than Trae Young and John Collins. They are. Are they that much better? Like, are they that much better than a duo like Atlanta has? Like, I don't know. They're better. They're definitely better. But Trae Young's really good, and John Collins can play. A lot of Celtics fans want him too. Like, I don't know. I don't know how much better your duo is than theirs.
They are better. I'm sorry, Rich. Just one quick thing. They are better than both of those guys. Collins is really good. He had a quiet 20 last
night. You think Jaylen's better than Trae Young?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they're better than both those guys. I thought you meant individually they're better.
No. Combined. The two of them. There is a clear difference.
It goes Tatum, than before. Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, Collins.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 100%. But the difference is the rest of the guys. If Tatum and Brown aren't playing really well, the Celtics really struggle, especially when you don't have a guy like Kemba Walker on the floor. And you can say what you want about Kemba. They needed him last night. So if in a situation like that where Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum aren't scoring 25 or 30 and aren't efficient, the rest of the guys just toss him in a hat at this point. That's the problem.
They started Ojale and Javonte Green last night.
Yes. Minutes for Javonte Green
like,
is never
stinks.
A good thing.
Right. That stinks. Yeah.
But the thing is, too, Jones, is that if you're not going to play defense, which they're not,
then
you're going to have to be the Brooklyn Nets and just try to outscore all of them. And boy, did they try last night. Jaylen and Jason got 57 points, but then your supporting cast missed everything they were chucking up, and you're not going to win that battle. You're just not going to. Now, Robert Williams, I'll give a little bit of credit last night. But that's not enough.
No.
So Jaylen Brown, after the game, had a fairly accurate assessment of how they've been playing lately.
We just got to find some consistency, and I know it's probably tough to watch. It's tough to play, but, you know, I think that there's a lot to learn and improve on moving towards the future.
Yeah, it's really tough to watch. It's not fun. This is not good basketball we're seeing out there. And Tatum, obviously, is looking for answers as well.
We want to go on runs, and like we did early in the season, like you said, it's just growing pains, fighting adversity. You know, I believe it's going to make us, you know, more together and make us tougher in the end. But yeah, I think this is just a part of it. But, you know, we got good spirit. We got a good group. You know, we care. You know, it's just tough right now.
So Gary Washburn, I think, said it best this morning when he wrote, quote, the Celtics have two top 20 players, a couple of seen better day veterans, and a slew of younger players trying their best but constantly placed in positions where they can't succeed. Man, he nailed it. Perfect description of the Celtics right now. And as constituted, this team is two things that I never thought I would say about them. They're sloppy and they're soft. They're just soft and they're weak. And I know that everyone, you know, thinks that it's going to change when Marcus comes back. Hey, you know what? He does change the composure of this team. He does give them a little bit of that edge. But your problems go way beyond just one guy returning, especially when it's Marcus Smart.
Well, and the problems started, I think they dropped 5 of 7 before he got hurt. So, like, the problems started piling up before he left. And I agree he adds more of an edge, but I don't think him coming back fixes much of anything.
Well, they've lost 11 out of 17, and we're at the point where now you've seen enough of a sample size where Danny's got to do something. And we're going to have Danny Ainge with us on 9 a.m. this morning. You don't know the amount of tweets. You got to hammer him, hammer the guy. Which, you know, we've listened. If you've heard our interviews, we're never, like, easy on the guy. We always
hammer him, Rich. What'd you hammer him?
I got to go, what's wrong? I'm going to hammer you. You stink when they come to get your job. Maybe we should just have the hammer hotline. Have people call in. If you want to hammer Danny Ainge, we'll play your supercut. You're about to get hammered.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we do that with the hammer hotline. We could do that. Play Can't Touch This in the background. But hey, the good news is that they get to try again against the Hawks tomorrow night. And you can hear that right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is getting really, really tough to watch. And I know that there's all sorts of weird conditions, though, but you know what? The rest of the league is dealing with it. Teams get injured. That's why you got to have a deep bench. And, you know, the COVID stuff, I understand, but everyone's dealing with it as well. It's a weird season. But, I mean, how many times have we said it? Everything's so wacky in the East that this is your chance. You're a 500 team, and you're still waking up this morning in fifth place. And how many games back? What is it, only five now?
Yeah, four and a half, something like that.
4.5 games out of first? Like, that's crazy. It's almost illegal that you can stink as bad as this team has been playing, and you're only 4.5 games out of first.
Think about it. If you just execute, not a lot better, but a little better on the offensive end. I mean, how many guys on this team are aggressive on the offensive end, and how many guys stand outside and wait for the ball to come to them? I mean, Ojale actually took the ball to the basket a couple of times last night, and I was like, wow, did you see that? But
he tried to throw that alley-oop to Time Lord.
I know. But Peyton Pritchard, other than Tatum and Brown, Peyton Pritchard is far and away the most aggressive offensive player they have. And then there's a huge drop-off to everybody else. I mean, Grant Williams comes in and he'll make one good play and then three or four bad ones. It's really difficult to watch, and I don't know. I don't even know if one trade solves this. You know, you bring back Marcus Smart, and I hope they do. They bring in a guy who is a consistent scorer and will you know, delegate everyone to lesser roles. But those guys, the lesser role guys, when they come in, they have to play well or at least solid. And they haven't done that. It's been about a month since that's happened.
All right. Well, we'll, as I said, talk to Danny Ainge at 9 o'clock. Also, we'll take your calls on this a little bit later on. I mean, this is a problem that needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed soon. In the meanwhile, after John Wallach's headlines, Brady takes on the haters, and a superstar in the NFL might have played his last game if the team has anything to do with it. We will get to all that in just a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm a Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and the Bruins are heading outdoors, and 98.5 Sports Hub will be right there to bring you all the action. This Sunday afternoon, live from Lake Tahoe, the Bruins face off against the Philadelphia Flyers. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will be at ice level to bring you all the action. It's an outdoor game like no other. The Bruins and the Flyers from Lake Tahoe is presented by Coors Light and Coors Seltzer. As far as some fun back and forth on Twitter yesterday, I don't know if you saw that Scott Zolak and Xanadude in a little Twitter.
I did see this.
Her own Xanadude, who, of course, if you don't know Xanadude, he's the super Bruins fan, who, of course, we love, who skates around town with the Bruins. It's a Michael Ryder flag around his neck.
There we go. There's music.
Roller skates before games all over when, of course, there are indeed fans at the TD Garden. And he's got the little Hanson Brothers glasses, and he's got the bear that he carries around. And, you know, he was praising our show a lot. He's like, you know, Touch and Rich, the only show that talk Bruins anymore. And then Zolak jumped in, and they started yelling at each other. And I thought that was kind of entertaining, to be quite honest.
Jones, just to give you kind of an update, I know you've never met this man. We've had him in here. He looks like a Hanson brother. He does. And he skates around, and he does all these things. But in real life, he's a teacher. Does he teach chemistry, Rich?
Yeah, he's like a super smart dude.
He's a chemistry professor out on the 495 belt. He came in here. Remember, we were giving away tickets to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. He was in here. He was screaming. He was loud. He had to leave early. No. He had to leave early because he was going to miss class.
Oh, boy.
He had to book it back to, like, I don't know where. He was on, like, a 40-minute drive so he could get back to school on time.
Xanity's great. He was just super pissed at Zolak and the rest of the station, I guess, for not talking of Bruins. And then Zolak jumps in, and then between the two of them, it was just, like, weird Twitter sounds and noises. And boom, 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 boom. So, as I said, I don't get into Twitter fights, but I do enjoy them every once in a while, and that one was somewhat entertaining, so congratulations. But that game should be pretty good. That's this weekend, and the more pictures come out of it, the more excited I get about that Lake Tahoe thing. I'm into that one. I don't – the Winter Classic bore me, but this one does seem like it should be interesting. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but there's a certain quarterback who just won a Super Bowl who's calling out the haters via social media. Brady popped this video out there, and it says – I love talk radio.
He's a week away from arthritis, baby. Give it to him.
Tom Brady has not been good this year.
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
At this age, I don't think he's capable of doing what some of the other guys on that list are doing.
Tom Brady is an old ass man. His time is over.
He's 42 years old, and it kind of looks like it this year.
It didn't feel like Tom Brady was out of here.
Unless you believe that he is somehow superhuman, it's a much safer bet to imagine that he is going to fall off the cliff. Coyote style. Meet me.
I didn't hear one talk radio clip in there.
I was just going to say the same thing. Okay, good. So you noticed that too. It's all first take and whatever. Like, I mean, we're all talking heads and hot takers. I get it. But yeah, I don't think there. I agree. I don't think there was one sports radio show on there or talk radio on there.
If you win and you win as much as he is, you know, you have every right to peacock. It's like, you know, it's if you're somebody who was a hater, then you're getting yours right now. Yeah. He's got every right to do that.
He dunked on everyone.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So you win, you're allowed to do that. That's
all
your
thing. All you did was like make Max Kellerman and Nick Wright's day. That's all you did.
Oh, of course. Video. But the one thing I was thinking about with that was, didn't Kellerman this year come out and say, yeah, it was completely wrong
about
Brady.
Yeah, yes, like, correct. He did say that.
Even before the Super Bowl, you know, he was like, yeah, I mean, this guy is amazing, and he completely changed his tone, yet they're going back to a clip from years ago, which was a ridiculous clip even back then. But still, I mean, it's at some point, you know, Brady, people still think – they think you're good.
Brady, like, not only was he going after those, but, like, weren't there, like, random tweets on there? Like, if you go back and I think they were just like random Twitter people.
Yeah.
Not even like sports media people or like the Max Kellermans of the world. Like,
oh, was there? I didn't see that.
I think there were like random tweets who were just like, he's old.
How did you find? But the thing is, I think another one. How do you find those?
Great question. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there were a ton of them. Like, they just took a random sampling. I just feel like they could have found a few bigger people. I think one of the names that I did recognize that was a known, you know, non-Twitter egg, I think one of them on there was DA's producer.
Yes, Morris.
I saw that. He was in there too.
So I don't know what their threshold, what their cutoff was, but it was interesting. It was an interesting sampling in there, I thought.
Well, DA does not like Brady. We have learned that.
Yes.
DA is not a fan of Tom Brady. He stuck up for the silversmith niece, whatever it was. So he was on team silversmith niece, who doesn't silversmith the Lombardi anymore and hasn't silversmithed for 20 years, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's the foundation of our country, you know. Silversmiths and cobblemakers and things like that, yeah.
I saw people, like, getting, you know, angry or pumped or, you know, either way, you know, my whole thing is, first of all, why is it making you angry? You guys got the right to do it. You know, when you win, you get to do that stuff. You can, you know, dunk on everyone you want. And if it was true that way, listen, it does feel good. It feels great when people say that you can't do it and you end up doing it. It feels great when you're done and you got every right to spike the football. That's great. But John actually, in his little email last night, made up a pretty interesting point. He's like, why did you have to put in the stuff about Antonio Brown in there, too?
Yeah.
It was like, and people said Antonio Brown was watching. Like, that's the weirdest thing of all this. Like, there's a guy that you got want to put your, like, brand behind. He's still not the guy, all right?
He's a really bad guy. I mean, and he caught one slant for a touchdown. Congratulations. You scored in the Super Bowl, but I think any NFL-caliber wide receiver could have run that route. I mean, how big an impact did Antonio Brown have in that Super Bowl? Yeah, you proved them all wrong. What did you prove to anybody?
And you proved
you could attach yourself like a barnacle to a winner. Good for you.
No, it was a weird throwaway thing in there. Like, who was it? It was Brown and Fournette? I think he, like, singled out a tweet, like, one random tweet.
Brown and Fournette.
Yeah, it was, like, one random tweet about Fournette. Somebody's like, Fournette stinks, like some Twitter egg, and they, like, threw that in there, too, which is just weird.
Well, the Fournette story's kind of interesting because I saw somebody take, you know, because everyone was calling him Playoff Fournette, and he did well. He did very well in the playoffs.
Playoff Lenny,
that's what it was. And I saw somebody compare the stats of Leonard Fournette in the playoffs against Sony Michel when they won against Atlanta during that playoff run, and Sony Michel's got better stats.
Yes, easily. he does.
And that's not a knock on Fournette.
Yeah,
that's
Sony's
more of
playoff
a,
run was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
As much as everyone craps on Sony Michel, for that playoff run, he was great. And I mean, he helped him win a Super Bowl during those playoffs.
He ran him to a Super Bowl.
Yep. He did. And so I just thought that was great. You know, everyone's like, wow, Leonard Fournette. And yet, you know, it's okay to crap on Sony Michel now, but that playoff run, you can't dismiss that. I mean, that was important. And was it worth using that pick just to help get to win that Super Bowl? I'd say yes. It's almost a Daisuke Matsuzaka situation. You know, you paid all that money and it was such a pain in the ass, but in the end, you got one championship out of Dice K.
No, you really didn't. Dice
sure
K,
you did.
Dice K was... No, he wasn't.
He did help them win that.
All right. I was the guy who sat in the damn stands and for Dice K to throw 100 pitches every 5 innings. Michelle was a much bigger contributor than Dice K was, if you're really going to make that comparison.
I'm just saying people who are saying you spend like a decent amount of money in order to try to win a championship or draft pick.
And what I would say...
In Sony's situation. And he helped you win a championship. Like, he was an important part of that run.
I mean, he's probably been their best first-round pick and, like, the biggest contributor as a first-round pick to a Super Bowl in a long time.
And
so, I mean, you know, the idea that you can't take running backs in the first round, like... I don't know. Right now, Bill struggles to take anyone in the first round. So Michelle was okay. Michelle was better than most of them.
That's why I love everyone who's just like, you can't get get one of these quarterbacks in here who'll help you win. You gotta you know, get a, you know, draft and then you gotta fail. I'm like, dude, you don't trust Bill Belichick to draft at all.
Exactly.
So why is that your plan? Right. Like, you can't speak out of two sides of your face and be like, you know what, they got a loose thing, get a good draft pick. Well, those are the same people who say Bill can't draft.
Yep.
So I don't know. I saw that Brady thing, and boy, people got fired up one way or the other. Like, so, and that Mike Florio's like there. He was saying, "Well, this is a guy whose defense won him a championship." I'm like, dude, come on. He threw for three touchdowns. Say what you will, the defense was, they were fantastic, and they were the best part of that team. But he had a great game, and like he's had a good run. You can't knock what Tom Brady's done. Don't take that away from him. Oh God, it's been weird. The Tom Brady's gotten everyone all fired up around here. It's strange. Wallach's getting a Tom Brady tattoo on his ass. speaking of Tom Brady, this is kind of a weird story too. Is yesterday the general manager of the Steelers finally spoke up about what's going on with Ben Roethlisberger, and doesn't sound too good for Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger is on a team. Ben Roethlisberger did a lot of really good things last year, and we anticipate that he could still do some good things moving forward. So hopefully there's a way that we can try to figure out and do what's best. He reiterated that to us, that he wants to continue to play. We told him, quite frankly, we have to look at this current situation. With Ben's current cap number, some adjustment will have to be made.
This is insane. Okay, so that team, by the way, was 11-0 at one point last season. Of course, they completely collapsed. But what's going on with Ben Roethlisberger is wild, because I guess he's supposed to count for $41 million against the cap next season.
Yep.
I mean, it's just absolutely astronomical, the amount that he is responsible for. But, Adam, you made a good point last night in your email, and that is, if Ben Roethlisberger is not on the Steelers anymore, that's bad for the Patriots, correct?
I mean, I think so, yeah. I mean, one, Roethlisberger hasn't been very good. Like, I really think he's held back. Despite starting 11-0, I think he's held back a lot of what they're capable of there. They had three or four awesome receivers, again, three, I guess. And, he struggles to get them the football. So that's number one. Number two, if he leaves, let's say Pittsburgh is now another team that's in the market for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another team that's ahead of you in terms of a destination. Like, where would you rather go? Go to Pittsburgh and play with their young receivers, and they probably won't have Smith-Schuster anymore, and go play for a good team, or come here? Like, that's a no-brainer. I'd pick Pittsburgh 100 times out of 100.
Yeah. That's the best point I've heard so far, because and you take a look at, like, who players like to play for. Everyone loves playing for Tomlin. Like, Tomlin's that guy. When you talk about a player's coach. And Tomlin, by the way, my respect level for him has changed over the past probably 5 years. When I saw the amount of psychotic play, just psychosis he had on that team, head cases that he somehow kept under wraps for a good while.
Antonio Brown. No one knew anything about what a nut job Antonio Brown was. Last year there.
That's Super Bowl champion Antonio Brown to you, Wallace.
Sorry. But think about it. Antonio Brown's crazy, and he's done a lot of – he's not a good guy. He's done a lot of bad things. We kind of got a hint of it when he faced Facebook Lived in the locker room, but he was nuts, and somehow Tomlin smoothed out all the bumps and got the most possible out of him. And then he goes somewhere else, and he spins out of control into a ditch. I mean, specifically the last 5 years, Rich, I think we all got a better understanding of how good a head coach he is.
I just wonder if it's two different types of players. Like, I wonder if they're – like, what kind of player right now – and there probably – and there is some. I'm not dismissing it. What type of player right now would say, I'd rather play for Bill Belichick over Mike Tomlin with this team that they've got waiting for him? Because if it's Tom Brady's there and you got that, you're like, all right, I want to go play for, Belichick's part of it, greatest coach. But, I mean, with what they got right there, why wouldn't you go to the Steelers over the Patriots?
I mean, there's one reason, and it's if the Patriots offered more money. But, like, assuming it's the same deal, the same contract, I'd choose Pittsburgh every time. Unless there's, like, unless you're a receiver and you want to be a number one, which you'd easily be here in New England since there's nobody on the depth chart, versus being, like, the number three behind Claypool and whoever the other outside receiver is, Deontay Johnson. Maybe if you don't want to be a down the depth chart receiver, maybe I could see that. But largely it's just if I'm getting more money, I guess I'd look at New England. But otherwise, I'd go to Pittsburgh every time.
Yeah, that's something to keep your eye on. And are they still set with Mason Rudolph, or what do you think their situation is going to be?
I don't know a lot about their cap either. So maybe it's not realistic to offer the same in Pittsburgh as it is New England. But I think right now, I think it's Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, well, that should be interesting. I mean, I know that it's the devil you know is worse than the devil you do know. You know, we know that what Roethlisberger is. I think we've gotten a taste of what Mason Rudolph is. They seem to believe in him. They seem to like the guy. I haven't seen anything super special for Mason Rudolph. No. So, you know, maybe it is better to keep a broken old
Pittsburgh's cap situation. By the way, I was just looking. Sorry to interrupt, but Pittsburgh's cap situation, they're in trouble.
Even without Roethlisberger, though?
Well, without Roethlisberger, that helps a lot. Yeah. That puts them into the plus category. But from what I'm seeing, they're at or over right this second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's probably why he's going to go. I mean, that's probably a big factor in it. I mean, he's not good, and the number's huge.
All right, we got the Bankroll Boys. Hopefully they'll earn you some cash. We will talk to them right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.